Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How do you balance being too mean and too nice with a woman? I get blown off both ways.
Well, weakness always invites aggression. And so if you're displaying weakness, if you're too nice, if you're always changing your opinion to match hers, I'm sure, like in your case, you dated plenty of guys and they couldn't handle your beauty. They couldn't handle your beauty and your sex appeal, and you were like kryptonite to them. You might have been interested and attracted to them at first, but the more time you spent with them, the more they kind of turned your stomach and looked weak and looked like a beta.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they would agree to things that you could tell they really didn't agree with,
yeah,
but they're worried about your approval and you liking them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would go, oh, sushi sounds great. Meanwhile, you know, you go have sushi, they're in the bathroom projectile vomiting because they can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, so the guy doesn't have the confidence to stand up to himself. And the other thing is setting and enforcing healthy boundaries. If you've got boundaries of, you know, behavior that you agree to, it's like women, just like kids, are going to try to see what they can get away with because they're always testing your strength to see if you're man enough. You have to be more masculine than the women that you're dating, or they're not going to respect you. They're not going to admire you. They're not going to look up to you. They're not going to want to follow your lead. And the less a woman respects you, the more she runs her mouth and mouths off to you. And so if, like in this case, he's being nice and she's not respecting him, and it's like you gotta call her out. If the behavior is inappropriate, you gotta call it out. If you let it slide, you enable her behavior, and the longer you stay with her, the more she loses respect for you, and the more the abuse and the inappropriate behavior continues, because no one will ever do or say anything to you that you don't invite them to do. And whatever you tolerate, you're gonna invite more of.
What if it's like a defense mechanism where it's someone not knowing the balance of being too nice and then not necessarily mean, but standoffish, where they're on guard, you know, like they don't want to give too much and then not receive the energy back. But then too nice, it's just like, okay, I don't want to be taken advantage of as well.
All you guys are like that. You guys are like cats. Like 1 minute the cat is like wanting to sit in your lap and purr and be touched. But after a while, the cat's like, all right, I've had enough of this shit and I'm out of here. And the cat hops up out of your lap and leaves. And like in your case, you're really excited to see him and spend time with him. And the next day you wake up, your feelings are different. You're in a different mood, like the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys are taking it personally as a rejection. And that tells me that they're looking to you for attention and validation and treating you more like a mommy instead of an equal.
Mm-hmm.
And as you back off, just because you maybe wake up, you feel a little different. You're maybe not as excited to spend more time together because you got other things on your mind.
Right.
Instead of the guy just going, oh, she's got shit to do, no big deal. She'll call me or she'll get back to me or she'll, you know, maybe we'll get together in a few days.
Yeah.
Instead, they get upset and they're like, hey, what's going on? And so that tells me that they're constantly worrying about where they stand with you. And mm-hmm. that's why the late, great Doc Love used to say that a beautiful woman is like kryptonite to the average guy. She has the power to make them fall apart. And so in your case, they really like you and they really want to be liked by you. And so they interpret that behavior as you don't like them the next day. And they take that personally and they're like, I got to fix something.
Yeah.
Instead of just going, hey, man, a woman's feelings change like the weather. Feminine energy is chaos. It's the way they are. Don't take it personally. It has nothing to do with you.
Because right.
The very next day you might be feeling different. You might be all lovey-dovey and texting them and emoji them and kisses and hearts and all
yeah.
that shit. Whereas the day before you just might have been cold just because you're in a different mood.
Right, busy, or there's other things on my mind, and when I get the time, I will direct it to you, but sometimes you have other priorities, not the relationship or that person. But I do think it's like a lack of confidence on their part as well. You know, if you're a confident man and you know where you stand, you have no reason to be overthinking it and questioning it, you know?
It's playing in their head is, I'm not good enough. I don't deserve her. She'll never love me. As soon as she finds out what I'm really like, she'll be gone. And that's, so everything they do, everything they say is measuring that. Is today the day that she's fallen out of love with me? Is today the day she's going to break up with me? Is today the day she's going to dump me? Mm-hmm. Because every time they get together with a girl like you that makes them feel the way that you do, it's never worked out. It's never lasted. So their whole life experience is that a woman like you just always seems to slip through their fingers and they don't understand why. And yet they keep making the same mistakes. And so I could talk to that guy.
Yeah.
And I could talk to every one of his exes that he's had or women that he's dated that blew him off. And without a doubt, 100% of them would all say the same exact reasons why they got turned off by the guy. And that's unattractive behavior. In other words, it communicates that they can't handle not hearing from you. And typically those guys tend to get angrier and more perturbed and more butthurt as time goes by when you're not responsive or you take time, you know, you see their message and you're like, what the fuck?
So,
yeah, you're just dealing with a guy that's an amateur that doesn't understand women and he's going to get butthurt.
Yeah.
That's part of your job as a woman when you're vetting guys is to vet men that aren't going to freak out if they don't hear from you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, or they're not going to get upset if, like, you know, when they picked you up on Friday to go away for 3 days, you jump into their arms, and then, like, Sunday night when they drop you off at your house, it's like a quick kiss and a hug, and you're out the car, and you're totally different than you were on Friday. You just spent 3 days together,
right?
But, you know, to the guy, looks at that and goes, man, she was so excited to see me Friday, and it almost seemed like when I dropped her off, she couldn't wait to get the hell away from me.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, because we're problem solvers. We think, I got to fix something. She must be upset. She must be mad at me. She must not like me as much. Maybe I said something that upset her or whatever. In reality, it's just, you just spent 3 days together. Relax. Yeah. Chill out. It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. And so when the guys sense that, you know, that's when they typically freak out. And you know, that's your job in the vetting process is to notice that, you know, you're like kryptonite to them. They can't handle it.
Yeah.
Most men cannot handle being around a beautiful girl without just falling all over themselves. I'm sure you've had plenty of experiences in your life where you walk into a room or you walk into a group of dudes, maybe you know one of them, and then all the guys in a circle are all falling all over themselves to get you drinks or get you food or to get you a chair or ask you if you need anything, and they turn into to butlers because they're all seeking your approval, because at the end of the day, that's what they show on TV and the movies, that you gotta, oh, the pretty girl, you gotta kiss her ass and fall over her and throw your coat in a mud puddle so she doesn't get mud on her feet and stupid shit like that. And reality, you act like that, you're gonna do nothing except elicit platonic feelings in her towards you.